I knew Carlos hadn't picked me out of the Yellow Pages, so he knew something about me, and he'd determined that Daniel Graham McCormick might want to work for him. Well, maybe I did, but I damn sure wasn't going to make a midnight run to Cuba. Carlos spotted me at the bar and walked toward me. He put out his hand. Carlos. Mac. We shook. Thank you for meeting me. When someone thanks me for meeting him, he has something to sell me. Or Carlos was just a polite gentleman. He was probably third generation and he had no Cuban accent. But you can tell that these people are bilingual by their well-modulated English and their slightly skewed syntax. Also, a lot of them used their Spanish first names, so he wasn't Carl. I asked, "What are you drinking?" He looked at my Corona. "The same." I caught Amber's attention and ordered two Coronas. Amber checked out Carlos, liking what she saw, but Carlos didn't notice because he was checking out the green parrot, not sure of what he was seeing. I could have met Carlos on the boat, but something told me that I should meet him in a public place, and he had no objection to that, which was good for starters. Plus, he could pick up my bar tab. Amber gave Carlos his Corona with a lime and a smile and slid mine across the bar. Carlos and I clinked and he said, "Cheers." I noticed he was wearing a Rolex. I asked him, "You been to Key West?" "No." "How'd you come?"
"I drove."
It's about a 4-hour drive from Miami down US 1, known here as the Overseas Highway, which connects the 100-mile-long archipelago of the islands bridge by bridge until it reaches Key West, the last island, 90 miles from Cuba. Some people say it's the most scenic drive in America. Others find it a little nerve-wracking and take a boat or plane the next time. Or never come back. Which is fine with some of the full-time residents of independent means. I, however, depend on mainland customers, like Carlos, who drove 4 hours to see me. "So what can I do for you?"
"I'm interested in chartering your boat for a cruise to Cuba."
I didn't respond. "There is a fishing tournament sailing from here to Havana in a few weeks." "Does the Cuban Navy know about this?" He smiled. "This is an authorized event, of course. The Pescando por la Paz." He reminded me, "We are normalizing relations. The Cuban thaw." Right. I had heard about the new fishing tournament with the double entendre name, Pescando por la Paz, fishing for peace, but I wasn't involved in it. Back in the 90s, before my time, there used to be regular fishing tournaments and sailing regattas between the U.S. and Cuba, including the 70-year-old Hemingway tournament. But George II put a stop to all that. Now it was opening up again. The Cuban thaw. The Key West Chamber of Commerce even had a new slogan, "Two nations, one vacation." Catchy, but not happening yet. Carlos asked, "So, are you interested?"